Thank you for calling customer support. Bridget speaking. I may help you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How may I help you?
Yes, you guys charged my debit card like $41 for something I have no idea that I did not authorize.
What's your zip code?
92583.
92583?
Yes, that's it.
What's your name?
Brian Cameron.
Verify your address for me, please, Brian.
21100 State Street, space 289, San Jacinto, California, 92583.
Okay, waiting on the account to load up.
What's that?
Waiting on your account to load up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I see here, let me see how can I help you here. On December 22nd, you paid $8.25 for the drone to be shipped out. You paid shipping and handling on the drone to be shipped out. So also, yes.
And what else?
No, I was just about to say, also when you accept those terms and conditions, it does tell you, based on that they were read, that you have the 4-day trial period in order for them to enroll you into their gadget discount store where you can get other nice gadgets.
Yeah,
it's in the terms.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all. I need to cancel that and I need to refund on that money.
Well, no, what I can do, it is a valid charge, but what I can do is refund 35% of that as well as canceling the membership so you won't get charged in January for it. Okay.
35% of how much? $39?
$67 actually.
Yeah, that's not a legit trial. I didn't agree to that. That's not what I agreed to.
When you accept the terms and conditions, sir, you agreed to those terms.
It doesn't say nothing like that on the website.
It does say that on the terms and conditions, sir. So let me get your account canceled as well so you won't get charged for January, okay? So
you're not going to give me a refund on the $67?
I can move that to 50%, sir, because it's a valid charge. That's a courtesy for me to do that.
It's either that or I'm going to claim fraud on my bank account.
Well, it's not fraud now, by no means.
That is fraud. I didn't see nothing. It didn't say nothing like that on the website.
Yes, it does, sir.
Well, I didn't see any of that, and I read the terms and conditions.
No, if you had read the terms and conditions, you would have known you was going to get charged $67.
It says something like you won something that we got these drones for $8 or something.
You did get you are getting it as a free gift, a drone. That's correct. But it also states, too, if you don't let them know during the trial, during your 4-day trial, that they was going to automatically enroll you as well. So let me get your account canceled, sir. That's what I'm trying to do. Get your account canceled so you won't get charged in January. So you want to write this cancellation number down?
Yeah, that charge overdrafted my bank account.
So do you want to write this cancellation number down?
Do I need to write it down?
It's not necessary, sir. The account has been canceled. The account has been canceled.
All right.
Notate your account.
Can you refund 50% of my money?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So hold on. Hold on. And that 50%, sir, will be 67.32 divided by 2. It's going to be, and it goes back to your bank account 3 to 5 business days as well. 367.32. So 3366 will be returned back to your account, sir, in 3 to 5 business days. And
that's the best you can do, huh?
Yes, sir. So now there you go. So it's refunded back. Hold on, it's refunding back. The order was refunded successfully. The account, I'm going to double check for you, has been canceled because it is a monthly reoccurring charge. So that's why I keep being adamant about it being canceled for you. So, yes, that has been canceled. So that's canceled. You refund 3 to 5 business days, okay? And thank
all
you
right,
for calling
you.
Customer support. You're welcome.
All right.
Did that work?